Some people always wonder why people use episode numbers for their podcasts. So weird. I think it's pretty cool and helpful. Welcome to episode number 23 of Kate's Take, the Entrepreneur on Fire audio blog.
Fire Nation, you ask, we deliver. The Entrepreneur on Fire audio blog has arrived. Join Kate as she shares powerful entrepreneurial insights with you straight from eofire.com. The only question that remains is, are you prepared to ignite?
Hey, Kate's Take listeners, what's up? Glad that you're joining me here today because I'm excited to talk to you about how to request to guest post and get accepted. Pretty exciting topic for a number of reasons, which I'm going to dive into right away. So when I first came on board with John at Entrepreneur on Fire, I knew I had a lot of studying to do. I'm a somewhat smart marketer thanks to my background in advertising, but drawing up marketing plans for a worldwide logistics company and for truckload and freight carriers isn't really the same as a marketing plan for a business podcast. What's this industry all about? And what is it like working for myself instead of someone else? I was anxious and excited about diving in and searching the internet for others in the online marketing industry who I could learn from, like Neil Patel, the guys over at Think Traffic, now known as Fizzle, and Copyblogger, who I'd heard so much about. And I couldn't wait for the day when I'd be hanging out with a group of people and actually know who they were talking about when they said something like, oh yeah, Amy Porterfield talks about that a lot. Or, yep, you must be thinking of James Clear. Better yet, what if I was the one who threw out one of those names? But aside from just exploring the wide open net to familiarize myself with the online landscape, I also wanted to hone in on a couple of things I knew I was good at right away so I could start adding value to the team. So I took a step back and I asked myself, what is it that I'm bringing to the Entrepreneur on Fire table? And how might that lend to me learning more about working in the entrepreneurial space online? Well, writing was one thing I knew I brought to the table, so I started our blog. After getting our blog rolling, I started thinking about the second half of my question, how my writing might lend to me learning more about working in the entrepreneurial space online. As a writer who was looking to improve my own skills, techniques, and habits, I was particularly interested in learning from the best. What were already established bloggers doing online, and how could I learn from them? After thinking it over, it all started to come together nicely. Check out these 3 points. 1, writing was one thing I brought to the table, so I started our blog. 2, learning more about working in the entrepreneurial space online was important to me, and I was looking to check out some already established bloggers who I could pick up some good tips from, so I knew I'd have to be doing my fair amount of research. And finally, 3, I wanted to put this all against our big goals for 2014. One of which was to increase traffic to our site in addition to increasing our listenership. Aha! What did all 3 of these things point towards? Guest posting. We knew guest posting could help us do 3 major things. 1, help me learn more about the entrepreneurial space online and pick up writing techniques from established bloggers in our industry. 2, provide a ton of value to an audience who may have never heard of us, therefore giving us the opportunity to grow our own audience. And 3, giving us the opportunity to grow some solid relationships with online industry leaders. In fact, I learned a lot of these points straight from someone I followed from the very beginning, Jeff Goines. Jeff wrote a great post on how guest posting can help grow your blog. And although I believe the points he makes here are really applicable to any business, it's a great read for a blog, a podcast, or any other medium you're working with, really. I linked to that post from Jeff in the post that accompanies this episode. So if you want to check that out, don't forget to head over to eofire.com/episode and 23. Okay, so let's get down to it. How do you request to guest post? Well, now that I knew what my goal was, the next question I asked myself was, how do I go about requesting to guest post on others' blogs? No, wait a second. How do I go about requesting to guest post on others' blogs and get accepted? I had written guest posts before, but it was always a result of people reaching out to me and simply saying, will you write a guest post on this topic for my blog? And me saying, heck yeah. I'd never actually reached out to a big name blogger and requested a guest post before. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, I can't just email Neil Patel and say, hey Neil, what's up? What do you think about me guest posting for QuickSprout? Side note, Kate's Take listeners, please don't ever send a message like that to a blogger who you want to guest post for. But really, how would you know if you'd never done the research? I set out to do just that, research the best ways to approach bloggers and request a guest post. And that's why I created this episode and the post that accompanies it for you. So if you're interested in guest posting, listen up, Kate's Take listeners. I'm about to break down the four steps of formulating a guest post and how to request one. So Ramit Sethi writes in a post about guest posting on I Will Teach You to Be Rich, while many new bloggers write content and pray for others to come, proactive bloggers reach out to others in their field, write amazingly good content, and quickly build a name for themselves. This is who I wanted to be, a proactive blogger. I also wanted to be a blogger who people just couldn't say no to. Remember, you not only want to request a guest post, but you want to be accepted too. So I started thinking about how I could make my request so irresistible and so easy for the blogger who I'm sending it to that it would actually kind of be a crime for them to say no thanks. And what about content? I knew what I should write about for our blog, but what about for somebody else's? Don't worry, I'm about to give you that step-by-step guide of the best ways to formulate a guest post, and then we'll look at how you should actually request a guest post to increase your chances of being accepted. Now, even if you're not a blogger, this still applies to so many other mediums, just like I mentioned before. This could be requesting to be a guest on somebody else's podcast. This could be a request to be in a video with somebody else. So you can really apply these steps to a lot of different mediums. So even if you're not a blogger, I still think you should stick around. So number one, start a list of the blogs you're interested in guest posting for. You have to know where you want to guest post before you start reaching out to people. Generally speaking, the blogs you guest post on should have a similar audience as yours. If one of your goals is to grow your own blog, then you want to be talking to those who will visit your blog as a result of seeing your guest post, and then keep coming back for more. Also, it's not a bad idea to make yourself known on the blogs you want to guest post for. Have you ever commented on or interacted with that blog before? If not, then you should start. It's a lot better to have someone say, "Oh yeah, that name sounds kind of familiar," versus, "Who is this person?" Number two, go back to that list. Now go back to your list of blogs and add a one-sentence summary of the type of content they provide their readers. Do they talk about SEO tactics? How to build and grow your audience? How to become a location-independent entrepreneur? You really want to hone in on their topic so that you have a place to start when thinking about potential posts. Plus, you'll want this to be the best post you've ever written. If you're not familiar with or cannot speak to the topic at hand, then it's not a great idea to force it. This will only result in a poorly written post and a shaky start to a relationship. Number three, study their writing and blog style. What's the tone of the blog? What types of titles do they typically go with? Really study how their posts are formulated and take note of things like whether or not their posts teach a single lesson, or maybe they tend to talk about a broader idea. Do they follow a certain outline, or is each post unique? And what's the average length of each of their posts? Also, you'll want to check out their site to see if they have guidelines already posted. If they do, make sure you check them out so you know what will be expected of you as a guest poster. If you're checking out a blog that only posts epic content that is no less than 2,500 words, and you're not willing to take the time to write that post and make it the best one you've ever written, then don't waste yours or the blog owner's time. Number four, create 2 to 4 titles with a short summary or bullet points for the content you'll propose. Remember earlier when I talked about making it easy and irresistible for the blogger to say yes? This step is very important. If you haven't already been communicating with a blogger or someone on their team about writing a guest post, then it's pretty much the law that with your initial request to guest post, you send over your ideas for the post you want to write. Think about it this way. A lot of the blogs you're requesting a guest post on are probably backed by pretty big names, right? Well, this also means they're probably pretty busy. Email communication takes time, not to mention the fact that you're really asking them for a favor, not doing them a favor. So it really doesn't make much sense that you would ask them for a favor and then suggest that they do all the work. Providing your proposed topics with a short summary makes it easy for the blogger to take a look at your email, quickly determine whether or not your post will add value to their blog, and then respond. If you don't include your proposed topics, you've already added at least one back and forth set of correspondence that could have been avoided altogether, saving both of you time and making it much more likely that your request will be accepted. If you head over to the post that accompanies this episode at eofire.com/episode and the number 23, I have a sample email that I share with you that I actually sent to request a guest post on another blog. Make sure you head over and check that out because I include all the details. Now, if I were starting from scratch, here's an example of something I might write. Hey, enter first name of the blogger here. I've been following your blog for quite some time now, and I love your content and the lessons you share with your readers. Every time I read a post, I feel like I'm able to take a single clear lesson away from it, which is why I think it's so great. I'm actually reaching out to see if you'd be interested in featuring a guest post from Entrepreneur on Fire, a top-ranked business podcast that gets over 950,000 unique downloads every month. We also have a blog of our own at eofire.com/blog, where we share resources and tips with entrepreneurs who are ready to take action to improve their business and their mindset today. I believe I can add value to your audience on a few different topics, so I've included those topics I think would really resonate with your readers here. And then this area is where I would provide the proposed titles or topics, and then also a summary of the content that I would want to provide. I'd close it out by saying, thanks so much for considering my request, and I assure you, I will make this process as seamless as possible for you. All right, Kate Steak listeners, now that you know how to formulate a guest post and how to approach a blogger and request a guest post so that it's likely they'll accept, let's get down to why I really recorded this episode. First of all, this is real life stuff. I really did do every single one of the things I mentioned earlier after coming on board with Entrepreneur on Fire. And guess what? Since then, we've done guest posts on Think Traffic, Social Media Examiner, Location 180, Early to Rise, Under 30 CEO, and several others. I want you to have the information and resources you need to become a guest poster and help grow your audience the same way we have ours. I've also received a fair amount of requests to guest posts on Entrepreneur on Fire that do not do any of the things I mentioned. While I suspect those people don't actually read our blog, I still thought it was important to share these tips with you so that when you do go to request a guest post, you'll know exactly what to do. If you've ever reached out to a blogger in your industry and requested a guest post, I would love to hear what your approach was like and the results. You can head over and share that with us at eofire.com/episode and the number 23. And you'll also find down at the end of the post there some really helpful resources that I found when I first started researching how to request a guest post. These resources include posts from Michael Hyatt, guest post guidelines straight from Right to Done, and a great post from Copyblogger on 7 crucial tactics for writing a wildly successful guest post. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. I had a really great time. I hope that these tips on how to request a guest post and get accepted help you land your dream guest post. Until next time, here's cheers to guest posting.